Hello. Well, my new book, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership, with contributions from Bradley Madigan, is out now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else you buy books. In this book, I address the 12 leadership areas that I have found leaders need to be the most intentional in to be the type of leader followers actually want to follow. From establishing a foundation of leading teams through managing conflict effectively, all the way through leading teams through change, knowing what to do and why to do it can help readers like you become better leaders in the real. 12 Rules for Leaders is a written continuation of the work I've been practically doing, leveraging the leadership training and development products and services of Leadership Toolbox all the way to Leading Keys. 12 Rules for Leaders represents a distillation of practical lessons I've learned, absorbed, and transmitted from training and developing 15,000 managers and supervisors over the last 10 years. Reading 12 Rules for Leaders and living it is like getting coaching from me directly without having to pay my full coaching rate. Look, this is a book written for all those leaders, some who call themselves managers and supervisors, who believe that their daily leadership decisions don't matter, or that their hard-won leadership positions are too innocuous and meaningless to matter much in the chaotic world of the now. 12 Rules for Leaders is the confirmation you are looking for, that you are the leader for exactly the historical moment happening right now. Head on over to leadershiptoolbox.us and scroll down the homepage. Click on the Buy Now button and purchase in hardcover, paperback, and Kindle format on Amazon, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation for Intentional Leadership. And that's it for me. Out. Hello, my name is Hasan Sorels, and this is the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast, Shorts. There's no co-host on Shorts. These are 6 to 8 minute ideas, observations, thoughts, or rants about the literature, philosophy, psychology, and the theology of leadership. Because listening to me talk about leadership for now around 6 to 8 minutes is still better than reading and trying to understand yet another business book. The fact of leaders addressing their followers' behavior, usually poor but also good, is as inescapable in discussions of leadership as conversations about accountability, motivation, morale, and even discipline and feedback. Leaders receive advice from numerous arenas about how to effectively address behavior they find to be suboptimal, and many leaders default, despite the reams of advice, to quote-unquote doing what I think is best in the situation. Because, as leaders rightly presume, who can know all the ins and outs of a decision regarding how to sanction, address, or ignore a follower's behavior? How can a book, an essay, a YouTube video, or an experienced facilitator know the troubles the leader has already addressed with the followers? It is against this backdrop of thinking that the topic of how a leader should address the behavior of difficult people comes to bear. Followers are difficult for a variety of reasons and motives, and it requires determination, grit, and a strong measure of courage to face those followers and their multifaceted, multi-layered motives with clarity and candor. However, many times leaders are the blind guides who insistently strain out a gnat of focusing on all the wrong behaviors, all the while failing to swallow the camel by addressing the immediate problem of the difficult person that is right before them. Followers can rarely describe their own motives for difficult or demanding behavior because they may be lacking self-awareness, they may be self-deceived, or they may just be selfish and uncaring. When leaders suspect this is the case, they often attempt strategies to save the difficult person because they are a high performer who produces results, all the while tearing apart the collaborative fabric of a team. Finally, follower psychology ranges across multiple areas. However, they may also exhibit the psychological trait of disagreeableness, where they may not be particularly well matched with other people in groups, but they are creative and conscientious about performing well on a task. Leaders, who themselves may exhibit a touch of disagreeableness along with a touch of extroversion, may not necessarily view the behavior of a difficult person as wrong until it begins to affect the accomplishing of their own personal goals. When leaders seek to deal with difficult people, they must look at their own triggers,
the psychological areas that lead to emotional responses, determine the motives of the other party, and then determine the best steps forward strategically. This is not for the faint of heart, because all three of those acts must take place at the same time with the same level of veracity and focus. Leaders must get real when dealing with difficult people, but they must get even more real when dealing with difficult teams. The signs of dysfunction on a team or in a team's culture are usually obvious, but many leaders ignore them, hoping vainly the problems will just miraculously somehow go away. However, the leaders who face the signs, confront the behavior, deliver appropriate consequences, and document and follow up on the process achieve far better results than those leaders who do not. Although this is not rocket science, quote-unquote, it does require the leader to have clarity on which dysfunction they are addressing with the team, the credibility and trustworthiness that comes from candor, and the courage to show vulnerability to people who might not appreciate the vulnerability or who might weaponize such displays of vulnerability to advance their own selfish agendas. Rules for leaders. Rule number 6. Leaders do not confuse liking with agreeing. And that's it for me. Listen and subscribe to the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on all the major podcast players that you listen to, including iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and of course, Spotify. And leave a 5-star review if you like the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast. Look, we need those reviews to grow, and it's the easiest way that you can help us actually grow this show. And of course, tell all your friends. If you want to get started down the leadership path, our products from HSCT Publishing can help you and your team do that. So check out our training webinars, our coaching services, and more at leadershiptoolbox.us. And check out our video-based subscription service at leadingkeys.com. We've got books that will help you and your team grow. So pick up a copy today of My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss. And subscribe to the Little Red podcast we launched earlier this year with the same name as this Little Red book, My Boss Doesn't Care, 100 Essays on Disrupting Your Workplace by Disrupting Your Boss. And of course, pick up my most recent book, 12 Rules for Leaders, The Foundation of Intentional Leadership, written with Bradley Madigan. You're going to want to pick up a copy of that in April 2022. And you can get both of these books in paperback, hardcover, or as ebooks on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, and any other place you order books on demand. Finally, we are on YouTube, or I'm on YouTube, or someone around here is on YouTube. So like and subscribe to the video version of the Leadership Lessons from the Great Books podcast on the HSCT Publishing channel on YouTube. Just search for HSCT Publishing on YouTube and hit the subscribe button to get updates every single time we upload a new video, which we do that at least once a week. And subscribe to the Hasan Sorrells Presents Audio Experience podcast. Yes, I have 3 podcasts on YouTube where I talk more casually with a wider range of people about all matters that matter in the world today. Everything from fatherhood to criminal justice, Christianity to artificial intelligence. We cover the entire plethora of things that are floating around in my mind, and that's why it's called an audio experience. All right, well, that's it for me. Out.